Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, they definitely want us to be blind spiritually. Mike Cernovich is with us for the rest of the hour. Hell, and Tim Pool gets in here. And he says he's coming on, but he's always busy. That guy works hard. We'll have a roundtable discussion. And you guys had a great roundtable discussion. I guess it was last night out in his travel trailer. I really like how he set that RV up.
Yeah. Tim's the hardest working man in media. I used to be the hardest man, and then I saw how hard Tim Pool worked. Because you can, and the media thing, there's like levels to this where some people, I was actually making a chart that I was thinking about where you have raw charisma, and you would be at the very absolute top of the raw charisma to the degree that a lot of people think, oh, I could have been an actor. You could have done anything. So you're the highest level of charisma, and then you're in the grid of like hardworking. And then you have people who work really hard and maybe have lower charisma, and it's always finding a balance.
And well, you know, I think you're super smart, and I think Tim's super smart. I mean, getting to know Tim, the stuff he says behind the scenes, like, it's like, wow, he really says things that are true that I never thought before. You know what I mean? Like, he's insightful.
Yeah, he's very analytical, and he works very hard, whereas I don't work nearly as hard as either of you. So there's definitely levels. And that was, you know, something to talk about is the strange thing is I quit working so hard. I was grinding. You remember those days and yeah, where I was on all the time.
We were 20 hours a day.
Yeah. And then I was with you and we were in a diner in Austin. And when we walked in, this is 2017, maybe you're more famous now. The whole restaurant like stopped. It was a buzzing where people were, I could feel the energy. And then I started, oh, is that him? Is that him? Is that him? Is that him? And then the waitress said, oh, my husband's a cook. He wants to come meet you. Everybody knew who you were. And I thought, you know what? I don't want that level of fame.
I remember you said that pretty much that day.
Yeah. I said, and I never did your show after that. And then it created all this drama on the internet where people say, oh, you betrayed Alex. You backstabbed Alex. I go, what are you talking? I told you people 100 times I don't want to be famous. It's like they don't believe me. But I told you that.
Well, you also, I remember you were frustrated by Trump. You didn't want to attack him, but he was, I mean, I'll just say it. I would get more supportive. I just blindly supported Trump, but I'm getting really sick of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. I want to go bullhorn his house. I don't want to go under the tunnel and meet with him and eat dinner with him. I could have done that. I want him to stop it and be who he can really be. That's why I got mad at Joe Rogan a few years ago, because he could really change the world, and he's starting to go in that direction. It's not like my job to make people be good guys. It's just that Trump really screwed the pooch with some of the things he's done. We'll talk about it next segment, but keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, the notoriety and the fame that you had. So I just cut. I pretty much went dark. And I mean, not dark as in evil, dark as in I quit doing a lot of streamings. I cut back a lot. And then people had all these conspiracy theories, ironically enough, about you and me. And we had some huge falling out. But really, I just remember that moment at the Austin Diner. I said, Alex, I don't ever want to be like this. And you said, oh, you got to accept it. It's the burden. It's the price of being a truth teller and a storyteller and sharing true information with people. I didn't want it. So I went to a much lower profile to the degree that I don't even know if I'm relevant. Apparently, I still am. People recognize me in public all the time. But I tried to go way down to a much lower level of notoriety, because that's where I do better creativity-wise. That's where I do better spirituality-wise. But it was something to just see. And again, you're way bigger now than you were then, to be in that moment. And I felt like that was even a message from God to say, do you want this? And I said, no, I definitely don't want
it. But then you went on to make a bunch of number one films, so it's not like you've been hiding under a rock.
Well, because I had obligation. Yeah, I had obligation to the people.
You were starting Hoax then, right around that time, yeah.
Yeah, I was starting Hoax. So I had obligation to the people who crowdfunded it. I had obligation to the directors who have all moved on to bigger and better things now. I had obligation morally to get it out there. And then once that was done, I haven't done anything big since Hoax, right? I'm still around. I still share my
life. I'm glad I finally got you to come to town. I've only asked you about 400 times.
Yeah, and I kept saying I was going to, and then I had to retreat a little bit into the world. It's complicated for people.
We're going to break for 60 seconds. When we come back to why are you reemerging?
Okay.
And people can find what you're doing at Cernovich.com. Where else?
Hoax movie. Just watch Hoax movie and tell people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, it's kind of rude to say I didn't watch it. It's just things I'm in. I look like such a fat Albert creature. I don't even like it, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to watch Alex's War. In fact, she just sent me the latest update on it the other day. And my friends have watched it. It's pretty powerful. And I appreciate the plug for that. Because, you know, they've got They've got three different HBO and two other cable channels. One of them's Netflix, are all doing big budget anti-Alex Jones movies.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, Mike Cernovich is really on fire, and he's talking about the big galactic battle, good versus evil, and the Rubicon that we've crossed. So let's get into wherever you want to go next. I mean, I also want to talk about Trump. I don't fetishize attacking Trump like some people do to, like, prove they're avant-garde or they're the most conservative. Trump has incredible potential. I believe he really means well. But once he signs on to something like this vaccine, then he's pigheaded. But the last straw for me is January 6th, not defending the innocent people enough. And I know that's an issue for you. And also, what happened with Julian Assange. I mean, I remember Trump 3 months for the election, I can pull the clip up, saying, hey, I don't care where Hillary's emails came from. I don't care if it's a fat guy, you know, in his mom's basement or who. Julian Assange or the Russians or whoever's got it, release it. And then saying WikiLeaks, release it. And then they release it. He wins the election. And then he just lets him twist in the wind. That, to me, then proved a lot of the stuff I heard about Trump only caring about Trump. Because if I was the president, I don't give a damn what the deep state said. Julian Assange is getting a pardon.
Yeah, there's a mantra that I live by, which goes like this: character is destiny. And that's why I tend to make the best predictions out of, you know, you make great ones too, obviously. That's why people say, how do you know what's happening? How do you know what this is going to happen? Well, character is destiny. So what I saw with Trump, when I saw with Trump, character is destiny, when he fired General Flynn, that was to me a seminal moment in your character. So there is in every man, woman's life, what you call a seminal moment. This is what defines who you are and how you handle it. Trump fired General Flynn because he was being bullied by the media, because he was being bullied by Mike Pence or whoever else. Who Mike Pence in the end did what? Mike Pence sided with the establishment. So that was also a character is destiny moment for Mike Pence, because Mike Pence revealed who he was by demanding that General Flynn be fired. And right when I saw that, I said, I don't dislike Trump because I'm a true conservative who write these false prophets, as I call them, the false prophets at the National Review. That's not why I disliked him. I disliked him because that was a moment of grave moral weakness. It was a moment of low character. It was a moment of being pathetic. And that right there showed me, okay, Trump's weak, and he's going to be weak throughout his presidency.
And then they brought in all the Soros people.
And then they brought in the Never Trumpers. He didn't hire his own loyal people. He didn't defend his loyal people. He could have pardoned everybody who got indicted right away by this Mueller thing that we now know is a hoax. It's all been proven as a hoax.
Yeah, I know. I'm not with the Russians. And I watched congressional hearings where they said, I am a Russian.
They would say absurd things about me, too. I've read articles where they claim that I would talk to people on burner phones and everything. I was like, wow, who would I talk to on a burner phone? Right. But in their mind, there were all these machinations happening behind the scene when really I would just stream. I could talk to whoever I wanted to, and I would talk to them on the telephone. But I don't want to talk to anyone. Right. I've never talked to any of these people on the phone, actually, because in my own mind, I'm the culture. It would be them talking to me. Right. In my mind, why do I want to talk to Trump? Trump would want to talk to me, but why would I talk to him? What would be interesting about that?
Well, you know, Tucker Carlson hates Trump.
Well, anybody who respects moral character doesn't like Trump because he doesn't have moral character. He got, remember he shut down the government, got dogged walked by Nancy Pelosi. He said, I'll never sign another one of these big spending bills. And then, of course, he signs another one. They dog walked him every time. Mitch dog walked him every time. He backed down. So in every let's just talk about Trump and Mike Tyson, for example. If you listen to, you know, Customato before he went, if you listen to Tyson's trainers, they would tell you that Tyson only had four real fights. The reason being is everybody he beat wasn't a fight because he was so good. But then he fought Holyfield. That was a real fight. What happened, and Mike Tyson admits this, so I'm not here to bash Mike Tyson. He failed. In every real fight Mike Tyson had, he failed. In every real fight that Trump had, he failed. He did not pardon Julian Assange. He did not pardon Snowden. He did not pardon Ross Ulbricht. He didn't pardon the nonviolent January 6th protesters. He could have issued, a lot of people don't know this because you're not allowed to talk about it. He could have said, I hereby pardon everybody who engaged in nonviolence in the Capitol January 6th incident. So then the people who are violent were hitting cops. Yeah, sure. Go to jail. They belong there. But the random boomers who came into town and didn't know anything, and it was like a rock concert, and everybody's walking one way, and then you walk in the Capitol, and you look around. Oh, here's the Capitol. Take a selfie. Their lives have been destroyed. That was a moral failing on his part. I do not ever excuse or defend moral character weakness. And that's what he is.
Here's the thing. Trump could be salvaged, I think, partially. At least the people he endorses are getting elected, and so he has some value. I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just watching the Q thing and the delusions, and he's invincible. That kept people from really being awake and involved and let them steal the election. And so part of having Trump gone now really makes people realize how much trouble we're in. Because, I mean, I was never in the Trump cult. But I really wanted him to succeed, and now, what do you think happens with Trump? Because he told Roger Stone a few months ago at dinner, I mean, he said, I'm running again. So he's running again, folks. And he's now exercising hours a day to lose weight. He's lost a ton of weight. And I mean, Trump is, if you thought Trump wanted to win before, look out.
Well, it goes back to, I think, character is destiny. I don't see his character's not going to change. The people he has around him are the same people who backstabbed him in the White House. I think he gets trounced unless they run Kamala Harris. If they run Kamala Harris, then maybe Trump can win.
Who is good? Or is there just, you know, don't look to presidential leaders? I mean, what's your scoop on people like DeSantis?
Well, the issue is complicated because Trump, despite my belief that he is a coward, truly a coward, and I mean that advisedly, a complete and total coward, the country was still better under him. So if he runs and is Donald J. Trump or Kamala Harris, then clearly I'm not going to vote for her. Hitler, evil, she kept innocent people in jail. This is the left talks
on
about.
On purpose.
Yeah, this has all been proven. There are petitions you can find that the media never wanted to cover.
She said she's black. She doesn't have one drop of African blood.
So what they do is she imprisoned people wrongfully. This is all documented when she was attorney general. She's a truly wicked person. She puts Hillary Clinton to shame. So if it's them, it's fine. But I don't have to like the guy. I don't have to respect the guy. But in our two-party system, you have to vote who you vote for. But I don't see how he stops a repeat of what happened in 2020. Because they didn't run a serious game to prevent that. All of this
is
not
true that he is just surrounded, like his latest social media site. I know the inside scoop on it. It's like a pump and dump. None of it's going to work. It's all. And I'm not mad. I mean, I'm not trying to put down them. I wish it was successful.
I am. I don't like people who scam vulnerable.
See, I don't think he even knows that. It's just he has these scammers all around him.
Well, but again, that's people would apologize for him. And here's what I've always told my people. I even tweeted this out when you're criticizing Trump. I said, I have made mistakes in my life. Have I ever once told you to apologize for my mistakes? Never. You know what I tell people? You know what? I'm an imperfect person. I've made a lot of mistakes. It's up to God to judge me. If you have a problem with anything I've ever said or done, then I completely understand that. You don't need to apologize to me. I'm a grown man. Donald Trump has everybody. Well, I'm. No, we don't make rationalizations for men, full grown men. in their 70s that's infantilizing them, that's making them as if they're ought to be children. He has people, oh, yeah, you better, it reads like a bad debt collection letter. Oh, your name's missing from this list. Your access is going to be suspended. Looks like debt collection letters. It's a total scam. He's scamming vulnerable people. I have a problem with that. And I've said that 100 times I've had a problem with that. I don't care. Oh, somebody's going to unfollow me on Twitter. Oh, no, somebody's not going to like me. I'm going to lose whatever clout. I don't care. My job is, and your job, because we're on a different level than Trump, leaders of men, and to show men, this is why we have to stand steadfast in what we do. This is the higher calling God gave us. You know what? We're under attack. You know what? We've made mistakes. We own it. We keep moving forward. We have to show the next generation of men, this is how you live. Don't live like Donald Trump. Don't betray your supporters. Don't back down in those moments that test your character. You got to push forward. He fired General Flynn. He didn't pardon the nonviolent protesters.
I mean, what about the Assange thing? He told him Assange release it, and then he lets him rot in solitary confinement? That pisses me off.
It should. And there's no way to apologize for it. People have to vote for who they're going to vote for. Fine with me.
Well, that's the problem, is the other side's so evil. I don't think Trump's bad, but I do think he's kind of a spoiled rich kid. He's smart in many ways. It's just that he's so pampered, and he's got those sycophants around him. That's the problem.
Yeah, he grew up in affluence. He grew up with playing with house money, massive wealth and connections from his own dad. He's never been truly tested. He's never been truly through the crucible. He's never been
broken. We'll be right back. Let's talk about that when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. And wow, I've got the studio audience of Mr. and Mrs. Tim Pool over here. And they're going to be in studio with us soon. And they want to ride shotgun with Cernovich. And he's been kind enough to stay with us as well into the fourth hour. So that's coming up here in about 20, 30 minutes. We'll get Tim over here. And maybe get Tim's lovely, really smart, awesome wife as well. The little power behind the throne over there. Anyways, Cernovich, you were getting into Trump here. And I think it's important. That's what Tucker Carlson told me, and it's no secret that Tucker and I are friends. I'll leave it at that, but we do talk quite a bit. And you know, I think Tucker, you think I was this immoral, psycho, evil person. He told me this 10 years ago when he first came to visit, went to dinner and stuff and hung out. And then he saw the stuff come true and thought, okay, he's kind of crazy, but he means well. And then now he's like, oh, my God, it was all true. And then he's kind of taking it next level. So he tried to get Trump to stand up to the Russiagate stuff and to not fire Flynn and all those things, because they talk every day, as you know. And he finally would just scream at Trump, and Trump still wouldn't listen to him when he was giving him the same advice you were giving him. And I think that's the frustration I hear in your voice.
Yeah, it's primarily a moral character issue. It's primarily an issue of having been tested, having been smashed around. And Trump has lived a very easy life, born into opulence. Rich dad. I don't begrudge that. I hope I'm trying to give a life like that for my daughter, but I still have adversity for them. So my daughter, she's right when she turned four, she's doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu right away. My three-year-old, we already show her stuff. Everything's very physically.
Your daughter's got quite a presence, the little.
Yeah. She's the older one. She's got charisma. We're building that already. And part of that is I know that she lives in a nicer life than I lived as a kid. But I train them always to be tough, to have adversity. Okay, we're going to run down the hallway. We're going to race all the time. Because you have to teach people mental toughness from an early age, because that's what drives you. There's a great quote that I love. It's attributed to, I think, Mark Divine. And we don't know who it came from. It could be a military saying, though. It says, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall to your lowest level of training. Right. Everybody has. Think about that for a minute. You don't rise to the occasion. You fall to your training. Everyone has it in their own mind from the superhero movies that you get. You're born. You're found by a mentor. They give you these magical powers. The Green Lantern finds the ring. Spider-Man gets. If you think about the mythology, because that's what people do, is they live by
Arthur
the mythology.
Pulls the sword.
Yeah, exactly. And then suddenly you have heroism. That isn't really how it works. You pull the sword, and then somebody tries to kill you and beat you up and steals the sword, and then you have to go find the sword again. That's how it really works. So people in their own mind think, oh, yeah, if somebody right now kicked in the door, I would totally do kung fu moves. And no, you wouldn't. You would pee your pants. You would cry. You would hide, because you don't rise to the occasion. You fall to your training. So our duty as men, and as I'm training my own daughters, it's to impose that kind of training, that mental toughness, that fortitude, knowing that you can go farther than you can think you can go, knowing that your brain is going to impose limits on you that it doesn't have. And then
when you say this, I'm impressed. How old's your older daughter was in here?
5.
Okay, well, I mean, she had the look of like a 70-year-old smart old woman whenever she was like, I don't want barbecue, I want to be with daddy. And she was just like, But the way she said it and looked at everybody had a lot of confidence way beyond her years. That's impressive.
Yeah, we're teaching her command presence. So we're always like, we go somewhere, I say, Syra, look, eye contact. Tell them what you want. No, Dad, I'm shy. Be be brave all the time. Mantras.
Well, look at the fake left feminists say, oh, we want to empower women, but they say your victims be scared and they're all, ugh, instead of like real patriots. Our daughters are incredible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I have my daughter in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I have my little one who's three. I say, attack.
I want my daughters to be the president. I want my daughters to have not a will of battle axe. And no conservative Christian ever tried to hurt their daughters. That's a lie. The system wants to enslave your daughters.
Well, the system wants to enslave everyone. Men and women, they just enslave them by different ways. So the way they enslave men is primarily via the use of mind control and internet pornography. And the way they enslave women is through the self-victimization mindset. And what we have...
I can't even look at porn anymore.
Well, it's...
I can't even look at it.
There's a karmic cost to it because a lot of them have been trafficked. And once you realize the karmic cost... So I had a vision one time where when you watch porn, your face is becoming brought into that screen like through the looking glass, like Alice in Wonderland. And then you have the karmic debt of all the suffering. So you're consuming human karma. You're consuming negative
human karma.
You are
involved in crime.
You're consuming it. That's what you're eating it. You're not. You think you're pleasuring yourself.
It's like sin eating.
Yeah. You're death eating. Right. So you think that, oh, this is beautiful. I'm pleasuring myself. No, you're not. You're consuming dark karma. That's entering you.
Because sex is a ritual between men and women, fusing a new creature that a spirit literally comes into, and then to be even involved in something separate with other people that have been trafficked or abused, it becomes satanic. And so you're taking, it's an inversion again of something holy.
Exactly. And then that takes you over either through literal demons, through dark energy, call it what you will, but you're consuming negative karma. So I like to just think that I don't want to consume negative karma. I can't live a perfect life. I use an iPhone. The karma attached to using Apple devices, we all know that becomes part of the debt that we have to pay forward because that's based on human suffering, right? So much of the world is based on human suffering.
Yeah, why do they build them in slave factories? It's not just about greed. They want it to be a satanic instrument.
Right, and they want it because they want to create negative karma. So their role in the world is to create more negative karma because then everybody carries heavier karmic debt.
And that's the construct they use as a handle on us.
Right, and then we can't ascend to the higher levels because now we're all burdened down by this karmic debt. So every time it looks like we're about to go to a higher level, we get pulled down into the lower level because of all the negative karma. That's why a lot of the darker entities help people who are doing the dark work. They give them insights and vision because they're able to create more negativity that holds us down, and that's why we haven't transcended into a higher level.
Yeah, they're sucking us into their dimension, and now the metaverse is an artificial synthetic subdivision of the third dimension as well.
Yeah, that's why the metaverse is going to be so popular because people are – I mean, we already live in the metaverse, right? Social media is augmented reality. Somebody reads something about you on social media, and then they come about it and ask you in real life if that's true or not. So we already live in the metaverse. That's why...
Absolutely.
Now they want to completely bring you in it, and then people can be tortured and taunted in ways that maybe they're not prepared for. But you and I are lucky because we're Gen X, and we don't have a full hold on our minds the way younger people do, but that's coming up. So we're sort of the last of the Mohicans in terms of having a fully free mind.
It's still a ways till break, but man, how far do you think they're going to push this and go? I mean, with the poison shots, all of it, it's just they're already openly attacking everybody.
Well, evil has no limit, right?
Let's go bottom, you know.
Yeah, there's never what Stalin did, they want to do here. What Mao did with the Cambodian genocide, Pol Pot did, they want to do here. What Hitler did, they want to do here. There's no limit. That said, evil does, because it is evil, sow the root of its own destruction. The problem is
it has an expiration date.
Yeah, the problem is all the human suffering that happens in between those waves of evil. And what we have to do is try to prevent the evil from happening or limit the stretch or the length of the wave that's going to happen.
But that's why I've got big pictures of waves all over the office.
Yeah, that's probably something coming in from God or the universe telling you that everything is a wave. Good is a wave. Evil is a wave. The wave of evil is coming, and you can't stop it totally, but maybe we can make the wave a little bit less powerful, make it crest
and
a little bit
down
further.
The hatches.
Yeah, and you have to lean into it. I've been telling that people for a long time is you have to...
Oh, you don't want to run from evil. Yeah, you got to face it head on.
You have to fortify your mind. You have to fortify your body. It's no joke. Things are going to get worse because people go, oh, Cernovich, you're always telling people things are going to get worse, but you're an optimist.
So let's talk about that when we come.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He's a smart guy. You know, some of the stuff he's telling me behind the scenes is exactly my view on things, and it's a crazy world. So, wow, I've got so many questions and so many places to go, but guys, you just gave me that article. Here it is. This is so huge. This is out of Reuters. UK health agency extends gap between infection and shots for children. And they're now saying that you should wait 3 months between taking the COVID vaccine, because when you take the second shot, it has a massive increase in myocarditis, as the British Medical Journal said 3 weeks ago. So this is a big, big deal. And Reuters tries to spin the headline where it doesn't make any sense. But when you actually read into it, they're saying 3 months now, not 2 weeks between shots. What do you make of that?
Well, it's all coming to pass, really. The lies, if you want to look at something interesting before Wikipedia deletes it, because there's accidentally truth being there, look at deaths of FIFA players, the amount of deaths among soccer players from 2020, 2021 to before that. Interesting data. I would like to see people track this objectively, because the question is, a headline's a headline, right? We know that athletes are having to leave the season. We know that they're passing out. We know that some of them are dying. But does that happen every year? There's always been the case.
Well, they're dying every day, though.
Yeah, well, we need to look at the numbers, and nobody's tracking the numbers, and that's an interesting research project for people to undergo, because it seems like it's more. It does seem like it's more, but we don't know. We need to have a baseline rate. If we want to be logical, we have to say, well, how many professional athletes dropped dead or had heart conditions in 2019, 2018, 2017, and then compare that to 2020, 2021.
Some investigative reporters are saying it's a 66% increase. Some other numbers that have been broken down.
Wouldn't surprise me from what I'm seeing.
I mean, 66 times.
Yeah. You can go on Wikipedia, and you can look up FIFA player deaths, and they list the prominent number of... Yeah, so yeah, the FIFA, I think it's FIFA or FIFA, I think they had a list that somebody posted where you can see how many people have died.
Yeah, they're saying it's a 500% increase.
It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't really be surprised by any of that.
I mean, look. I mean, they put on these shots now. It should make you have a heart attack or have heart swelling. But then they on the news like it's a conspiracy. No one ever got sick. I mean, it's these corporations are crazy.
Well, they want profit. Pfizer sold what? Vioxx, didn't they? Was that Pfizer? Pfizer's had to enter into non-prosecution agreements with the government before.
They're the most fined pharmacy, I mean, big pharma company.
So I want to know when the left, I thought that was interesting, when did the left come from? There's that iron triangle, there's that revolving door of you work at the pharmaceutical company, then you work at the FDA, and you get stock options. They don't care anymore, so now they all love big pharma. They're moving to technology. Here's how I look at this situation. They being the left, they are taking the vaccine. They clearly believe in it. We'll see what happens, because if they're wrong, their numbers will dwindle. And if they're right, then the numbers of patriotic freedom-loving Americans will dwindle. And we'll see.
And it's like a religion to them. It's like they really believe in the cult. Joe Rogan said that the other night on Tim Pool's show, that the left has really become a cult. And Joe always saw himself as very liberal, but he says, these aren't liberals. This is a cult.
Well, they're the cult of big pharma. They have hate. That's what fundamentally it comes down to, is the left has always been collectivist. And if you're a collectivist, you're always going to have to hate the other. And now they have the new other, which is anybody who's unvaccinated. They want to ban people from not being vaccinated. When I read their stuff, though, it shows it's sad. I saw a doctor who claims he's a data-driven MD. He claims that he doesn't take his son to the grocery store. A three-year-old son, he has never been to a grocery store because he's so afraid of COVID. And I think about the children who are suffering. If left-wingers, if Chris Hayes wants to, I want all the liberal media people to take the vaccine.
I agree. But then we got to feel for their children.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel bad for the children who are going to be used as test subjects so that Pfizer can't enrich itself with no risk of liability, because you can't sue Pfizer for the vaccine side effects.
The whole world is being turned into a giant laboratory. I'm sure you've seen this, but it's even in the Washington Post. Pfizer got secret agreements with more than 50 governments, including the U.S. government. We know because the documents have now been released. And Pfizer has the power to silence government officials, and that the U.S. military bases and others have been pledged as collateral in case there's any liability. But they're also given liability waivers. And then, of course, Brazil wouldn't go along with it. Secret vaccine contracts. So the government did treaties with Pfizer to basically give them dictatorial power. And that's why the Pfizer CEO goes on TV and says, oh, no, the FDA will approve it for children. And then they do, because he's in command.
He's in command. And when the FDA says it's going to take 55 years before they release the full data. It's a farce. Honestly, it's a farce. And
beyond a farce. And then that ties into this. They exercise in federal court. They say, we are in control.
Right.
And they said so 55 years.
So my perspective on all of this is, and I've said this before, you just have to separate yourselves from these people. That's where I live my life now. I don't know that I have, I used to have a lot of friends who were liberals, a lot of friends who were Democrats. I don't know if I have a friend anymore who is, because they're part of a cult, a demonic cult, and I don't want to be associated with that. So I'm focusing on building up relationships with people who, and friends of mine have the vaccine, by the way, because if you're, you know, if you're an obese person, then you're playing the odds either way, so you're going to have a harder experience with COVID. So I actually got in a lot of trouble with my reader base because I said, look, man, if you're not actively taking care of your health and you get COVID, it's going to be a bad ride.
And sure, it does work for 3 or 4 months, but after 6 months, you have lower immunity than you had before. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy drug. That's why I would say nobody should take it. But I get it. You're just saying, hey, it's your choice. Just don't make it.
Yeah, I have friends who are vaccinated, and I'll be friends with the vaccinated people. I have friends who are Trump supporters who are vaccinated because they have weight issues or they're immunocompromised from some other condition, and COVID could really be a problem.
Oh, I mean, I had it, and people got mad at me saying it was deadly. I felt like a gorilla was on my chest. It the worst sickness. I almost killed my dad, and it was damn real.
Yeah.
I never had felt like this. This was not the flu. This was not a cold. This was synthetic.
Yeah, two friends of my wife, they're the healthiest people we know, and the it's a husband-wife couple. The husband's super physically active, really lean. He said it doesn't feel natural. He said, I thought that the lab theory of COVID was crazy until I got it, according to him. This is him talking, me talking for him. He said it doesn't feel natural. It felt
Everybody
terrible.
Says that. I mean, when you're 50, almost 50 like I am or whatever, I've been sick. You know, I know what it feels like. Oh, this is the flu. This is a cold. This is like, this is new. I mean, and oh, at 3 a.m. is when it, and that's what the doctor, Bartlett told me. He said at 3 a.m. is when you have the real trouble breathing. Don't panic. Just go do the bedazodone steroid. Then exactly at 3 a.m. is when you, it would just, this stuff's designed. This is, well, we know it's a synthetic spike protein. It's a replicating nanotech. That's why big tech and big pharma are merging, is because these new, quote, vaccines are really just digital manufactured nanotech. I mean, so that's why the two are merging, because this is programming.
Well, the two most important books that I think people should read to understand the current zeitgeist would be Snow Crash, both Neal Stephenson books. Snow Crash and The Diamond Age. That's because Neal Stephenson is a sci-fi writer who's very beloved by people in tech. And Snow Crash is about the metaverse. So a lot of what is happening now in tech came from Neal Stephenson's work. They're able to bring the tech in. So in Snow Crash, everybody plugs in to what is essentially the metaverse. And then The Diamond Age is all about nanotechnology and nanobots, nanocontamination, killing people via nanobots, having your blood explode via nanobots. So I've told people for years, you should read Snow Crash and The Diamond Age, because that's almost like a playbook for what tech is doing and where the technology is.
And I'm sure you saw 2 weeks after the Davos Group announced it a month ago, 2 weeks ago, the USDA says, we're going to start spraying food with nanotech for your safety. It's just, it's a revolution.
Even though when General Flynn said that they would be doing that a month ago, there was a whole outcry from the media where they said General Flynn is a conspiracy theorist. He's claiming that they're going to put nanotechnology in salad dressing. And that became a whole, that's the world we're in now, where they attack you for saying what they're going to do, and then they do it and they pretend like they didn't attack
you. There it is, USDA, if we can put it back on screen. All right. Mike Cernovich is kicking ass. Cernovich.com. Tim Pool joins the fray on the other side for an hour and 15 minutes more of live transmission. Then the mighty Owen Schroyer takes over 3 p.m. Central, the War Room at Infowars.com/show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. EFS and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg's doing? It came out more than 5 years ago in his own company documents when whistleblowers warned the world that he was trying to isolate people to be only on Facebook and to be depressed and alone so that avatars or fake computer identities would be their only friends, thus taking full control of the user's mind. That's just a beta test for what's now rolling out with Facebook claiming ownership of the metaverse and buying up hundreds of VR companies and now trying to force its users and employees to solely live in a fantasy world controlled and orchestrated by Zuckerberg and the organizations that he works with. This priest class wants to lock us in our five senses here in the third dimension. And to do that, they're creating an artificial electronic prison or matrix to seduce us into giving up control of our bodies and our minds. This is the greatest deception ever. Evil is digging in because it knows humanity is waking up and that group consciousness is forming and that we are beginning to transcend the third dimension. Everything everything that's being launched against us is an attempt to hold us in the third dimension and not just enslave us, but finally completely destroy us and absorb our energy into this system they're building. This is beyond the satanic ritual. This is beyond anything you've read about science fiction, because this is actually happening in the real world today. And we have discovered their secrets. We've discovered how to stop them. And we have put it all together in an easy-to-understand system that gives you the tools to not just defeat the globalists, but to transcend to the next level. It's so important for all of you that already know this innately and have already witnessed this for yourself to understand. You are the leaders of the future that must go to the next level so that you and I and others working together can free the rest of humanity before they get trapped in this artificial matrix system the globalists are building.
All I'm offering is the truth.
The film The Matrix, made in 1999, is not original. Documents came out in 1990 from the late 1970s where NASA and DARPA were developing a plan very similar to The Matrix. And all that information is now public. They're attempting to seduce us to give up our five senses, not just holding us in the third dimension, but actually creating an artificial slave system so that they can turn us into their programmable slaves. Humanity are not robots, no matter how many times Ray Kurzweil and the social engineers tell us this. But they are trying to turn us into robots. That's why in December of 2021, we are launching Reset Wars. Find out more information at ResetWars.com.
ResetWars.com. Mike Cernovich riding shotgun, and now coming into the fray, Tim Pool of Timcast, one of the most popular podcasts in the world, and a guy that when I was being censored, nobody else would have me on, had me on, had the courage to do it. So we really appreciate Tim Pool. And he also, of course, famously on Joe Rogan, defended me to the head of Twitter. That was epic and amazing, and that was a big turning point. So thanks for the life raft. He told me, hey, I didn't do it for you. I did it for everybody's free speech. We're all in this together. So Tim Pool is here with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good to have you here. How are you liking Austin?
I have eaten nothing but brisket this past week. That is not a joke. That is true and serious, and I've loved every bite.
You've been having some epic interviews, too.
Yeah, Tuesday.
We're going to talk about Rittenhouse some next hour, but you want to talk about Metaverse, and that's where we were with the great Cernovich.
Well, yeah, you just played that clip, and I basically said the Metaverse will happen, and everyone's going to celebrate it. You know, we can sit here right now and talk about the intrusions on our individual rights, our liberties, our worldview, our values. But I think about how the fact, I mean, look, we got Social Security numbers, right? We are literally tagged and numbered by the government, and we all just, we don't complain about that every day, do we? We don't go, isn't it crazy the government has given us a number? You're born, and then...
We're already in the Metaverse.
Well, what I mean is, first of all, the way we use Facebook, the way we use social media, we're hooked in, we're wired. But I think, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is going to do the Metaverse. If it's not him, it's somebody else. You give it 10, 15, 20 years, the next generation, they're going to grow up living in that world, and they're not going to understand why we opposed it.
Absolutely. So we see it as alien and nauseating and a hellhole and not real. Because when you travel to Stonehenge, you pick up the energy. When you go there via the Metaverse, it's just not the same thing. It's a lie, but then our children forced into this, that's what the whole reset is, making us, you know, zoom in and do all this. They won't know the difference, Mike.
It'll be, if we let them in, yeah, it'll be indistinguishable from reality. And of course, the joke—well, not the joke—but Elon and others, we could already be in a metaverse, and I know it. Like, how do we know we're a base reality right now? Right?
The visions, you next level consciousness.
Yeah,
I definitely have had next level consciousness experience.
Isn't that an argument that we're not in base reality?
No, well, that's the third dimensional reality is what you're talking about. But there's the higher dimensions.
So would it not be that we originate in the higher dimensions, and right now we are trapped in a lower dimension?
Yes. Well, this body is a manifestation of our incredible will in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, of the 11th dimension.
Or it could be that we're souls, and we're brought in here to play this reality because the reality we came from is so beautiful and divine that it got boring. So then we needed...
No, that's what it is. Exactly. That's what
then,
I saw.
But then that would mean that we're in the metaverse.
That's right.
We're in the metaverse.
You're right. The third dimension is a metaverse.
Right.
This entire universe is a simulation that God created is holding together.
They
now know with the different devices that there is a force five times stronger holding this universe together.
Here's what I know. I know that through experiences I've had with various plant medicines, that wherever you go feels more real than this world. So people go, because that's why I hate when people go, oh, ayahuasca is a hallucinogen. This is the hallucination. When you go to the other dimensions, you immediately feel, I'm back home. Everybody talks about this.
Exactly.
This is familiar. So this world.
Total completion.
Yeah. This world is the hologram. This world is a hallucination. We belong somewhere else. Now, why were we here? That's the riddle of existence, right? Why were we put here? What are we supposed to do while we're here?
Well, we had to be battle tested.
Yeah, that's the riddle. So we're already in the metaverse, in my view.
Well, this is a torture device so we can decide who we are.
What if it's just a video game?
Right.
What if it's just entertainment?
No, we have to decide what it is, and I've definitely it's war training. It's a war training grid for a giant war going on that we've not been let into yet. But I've got to look at it.
Wow, I mean, you know? there's a bunch of different ways you can look at
it.
Let's
just say this: I agree that my brain releases a lot of DMT when I sleep. Everybody does, but I release large amounts of it every night. I go to sleep is like longer than my life here, and so every night is just like total, you know, just all over the place.
I'm just thinking about how insane the news cycle's been over the past few years, to the point where people have jokingly said the writers of reality, you know, are reusing jokes because, like, the same things are happening and it's, like, getting stale or whatever.
Yeah, the timeline.
It's, yeah, like, oh, this is the craziest timeline where the Large Hadron Collider slams the particles, warping Earth into the Trump dimension where he's president. And I'm like, if that's your argument, it sounds like base reality is probably super routine and boring. So we created this this crazy reality where everything's just shocking and outrageous. Well, we got this crazy trial going on.
Yeah, because at higher levels, things are so complete and controlled, you would want to go back down into chaos.
Or we're traveling through space already, and because of the long periods of time in between space travel, you have to go somewhere, so you're simulating.
Keep your brain up to speed.
Yeah, so we're just here, because I got that idea when Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan, and Elon said, if you play video games because real life can be boring, then imagine how boring the people who created the simulation must be, right? Because to them, we play video game as escapism because real life can be boring. But if you're doing massive space travel, you have to keep your brain activated like you're plugged into some kind of fluid. And then you come here and then whoop, you wake up and now you're back into space.
Well, I know that like all the globalist billionaires, obviously none of them are atheists. They all know that we were designed and built. And yes, they believe that we are actually trapped in a false reality, and they're like Lucifer trying to break out against this thing that's imprisoned us, and once they become gods, they will be able to break us out. The problem is that they're acting like demons against us so that we don't compete with them in controlling the future. They're doing horrible things to us, so I say they're the bad.
That I think that's where you and I, one of the only things we fundamentally disagree on is I don't think these billionaires are getting direct downloads from the universe and through the higher powers. I've met more than a few.
No, I agree with you.
So I think when Bill Gates acts this way, I don't think he's acting via divine machination. I believe that he's just a normal person who got rich doing what he was doing because he had IQ.
You misunderstood what I said.
Okay.
No. Obviously, Bill Gates is a low-level demon. And because he's willing to fill that role, he's there. I agree with you. What I'm saying is a lot of the billionaires, the head of Bank of America years ago said, I believe it's all a simulation, and I used to be an atheist, but now that I looked at all the science, something's controlling us, and I want to break out of it. And I'm saying that goes back to Lucifer wanting to build his own universe.
I got an interesting segue for you. You guys ever watch Stargate SG-1?
No, but you told me about it. I want to watch it.
There's an episode where there's like a crashed spaceship they find, and everyone's consciousness is removed from their body in deep space travel because the consciousness would degrade.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was an interesting concept, but it made me think of something else from the show called Tritonin. In the plot of the show, there's a medicine that when you take it, it boosts your immune system, but destroys it. So as soon as you stop taking it, you die from all these viruses.
And that's what this does.
And I heard you guys talking about that, and then this just kind of
made me... I'll stay there. Back in 2 minutes, Tim, I want to hear about this. Wow, I got Mike Cernovich and Tim Pool in the studio. And the other night, I was on with Tim Pool and Joe Rogan. This is a cool timeline. We'll be right back.
That's what I'm saying.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I am.